Good morning. This is Vivina and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gandali the chimpanzee has survived after being bitten by an eastern brown snake at a Rockhampton zoo yesterday. Keepers at the zoo believe that Gandali was bitten after he tried playing with the snake, believing it was a toy. Rockhampton councillor Cherie Rutherford says Gandali is doing well and is back with his regular keepers.
This Friday night at Norman Price Theatre, local First Nations people and the West End Community House will share their stories for Brisbane Festival as part of the West End Stories segment. The performance will feature songwriting and storytelling to illustrate a truth-telling timeline of Minjin Brisbane through the lens of First Nations people. Admission to the public is free. It starts at 6 p.m.
In national news, an elderly Tamil woman who was kept as a slave by a Melbourne family is set to receive what is believed to be the largest payout in Australia for slavery. Melbourne couple Kumanthini and Kandasamy Kannan were jailed in 2021 after a jury found them guilty of possessing and exercising power over a slave. Partner at law firm Clayton Utes, David Hillard, says it was agreed the woman is to be paid what she would have earned out of the assets seized from the family.
Defence Minister Richard Marles has been given 1 week to release documents pertaining to his VIP aircraft usage, which has racked up 700 hours of travel and $3.6 million in costs since January 2021. Marles has refused to publish where he has flown and defended the decision based on concerns for his security. Greens leader Adam Bandt says we're yet to hear a convincing explanation as to why the information won't be disclosed, given previous governments have done it.
In international news, Kenya has been generating more than 70% of its energy from renewable sources, including hydro, wind, solar, and geothermal energy. The Kenyan government also zero-rates the importation of solar panels to encourage sales. According to the Solar Managing Director for Clean Power, Rashmi Shah, solar is one of the cleaner energies and clients are able to recover their initial installation costs with savings made during the first 4 years. Kenya President William Ruto declares that Africa can manage to depend entirely on renewable energy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.